of way. The teachers learned they could trust me and sometimes left me in charge of the class while they went out on errands. I liked it. I started thinking that maybe one day I would become a teacher or a social worker.
Okay. Now we know that Wilfredo lives in Apartadó, where Farlis and Yoimir also live. His family was very poor, and his dad left home when he was 7. When Wilfredo was little, he sold snacks door to door from 4 to 6 in the morning before school. He worked hard to earn money, but at school he often caused trouble, and he didn't take studying seriously. Later, he went to work for a construction company and became close friends with Edwin, the owner. Edwin became very important in Wilfredo's life. He encouraged him to do well in school, and as we learned earlier, he talked Wilfredo out of joining an armed group. Let's keep reading on page 160 with Edwin told me that I shouldn't do heavy work.
Edwin told me that I shouldn't do heavy work on the construction site, but that was one piece of advice I wouldn't take. I wanted to be one of the men. I wanted to prove I was as strong as they were. If they could carry heavy sacks of cement, then I could too. But Edwin was right. I was too young to do such heavy work, and I injured my back. In 1994, when I was 11, it got so bad that for 2 months I couldn't walk at all. I went to the hospital in Montería for treatment and slowly recovered. I learned how to walk and run again, but it isn't the same as before. Since my back is permanently damaged, I won't have to go in the army, but the other armed groups don't give exemptions. In 1996, when I was 13 years old, there was a lot of activity in Apartadó schools because of the visit of Grasa Machil. I went to one of the meetings. They gave out T-shirts and talked to us about child rights, but it didn't excite me. I told my friends that I wasn't going to get involved. I felt